New polling shows Texas Republicans' positive attitudes towards Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, and Elon Musk. It's Wednesday, May 10th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your day with the Texas Minute. With summer approaching, state officials are warning the electric grid might not be up to the challenge. We'll get to that coming up, but first, following up on a story we've been covering, the Texas House voted unanimously yesterday to expel Brian Slayton, a Republican from Royce City. The expulsion came after he was found to have engaged in predatory behavior that included providing alcohol to a 19-year-old female staffer and then having sex with her. The seat is now vacant, and Governor Greg Abbott will decide when to call a special election. As the Texas House continues to drag its feet on banning sexually explicit drag shows targeting children, a group called Grayson County Pride is hosting a drag show in Sherman on Saturday targeting children. The event will be hosted by a man named Alex Gemini, whose stage name is Whip Me Soulstruck. The event's being held in a city park. Kelly Niedert, who is the executive director of Protect Texas Kids, said she plans to be there to peacefully protest the event. Officials with the Republican Party of Texas are sounding the alarm about House lawmakers failing to advance any priority election integrity measures. While the Texas Senate has passed 10 of 22 measures related to election integrity, the Republican Party's Jill Glover said this week the House has not passed any of those measures supported by the GOP. Both chambers have already passed separate versions of legislation that restores felony penalties for illegal voting offenses. That's a Texas GOP priority necessitated by lawmakers having weakened into the penalties back in 2021. With summer rapidly approaching, officials with the quasi-governmental entity that runs the state's electric grid say Texas might not have enough power as temperatures start to rise. Specifically, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas shows that the grid could need 6,000 more megawatts than last year to operate at capacity in extreme summer conditions. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Public Utility Commission is warning that peak demand for electricity this summer could exceed the amount of on-demand dispatchable power available. That is, power sources like nuclear, natural gas, and coal, which can be turned on and off basically at will. Unreliable power sources like wind and solar are not readily available in a wide range of circumstances, but these unreliable sources have been widely subsidized by lawmakers and critics say make up a disproportionate share of the state's power grid. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch the Texas Legislature live? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
After Fox News announced they would be parting ways with the media personality and talk show host Tucker Carlson, a new poll of Texas Republican voters shows the change was not taken well. An eye-popping 55% of Texas Republicans say they are much less likely to watch Fox News after the network stopped carrying Carlson's show. The polling was done by the Defend Texas Liberty PAC. The poll also finds that Donald Trump is still the favored presidential candidate of Texas Republican primary voters. He gets 54% of the vote, while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is coming in second at 16%. Here's some other fun data points from the poll. More than 70% of Texas Republican primary voters said they were far less likely to consume Bud Light after the company launched a marketing campaign with a personalized beer can featuring a transgender activist. When asked about Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller's requirement that his employees dress in a manner consistent with their biological gender, 80% of Texas Republicans gave their approval to the policy. Lastly, Texas Republicans have a very favorable view of billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, who is a new resident of the Lone Star State. 70% said they had a favorable view of Musk, while only 15% have an unfavorable view. Apparently, creating jobs while speaking out against the woke mind virus is popular with Texas voters. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Soli Rice, Katie Marshall, Emily Wilkerson, Brandon Waltons, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.